What makes it?
No, these on the palate. It should be actually closer to your head.
Like
So
this?
yeah, that's a bit better.
Just want to go today.
Oh, somebody. One of your rival group.
Ooh.
Oh, that sounds kind of
fun. Yeah, it seems slippery. What day is it? No, not just a summary. No, that was just summary. No. Okay. Oh, write the summary. Okay. Okay. I did. I was trying to. I didn't have privileges to get in to update your file. I actually meant to. I meant to send the email, and then I was just didn't get around to it. Yeah, because I forget mine as well, and it's just like, you know, every time I put something in there. That was the main thing. So as soon as that's in, it'll be ready. I was making a couple little changes as well, so those will be able to play with. Still working on the trying to get the topics and summary search implemented as well. So that's sort of tonight as well. So other than that, it's sort of coming along. Getting a better feel for all these night objects. It's just, I don't know, it seems a little chaos. I don't know, it's just, it's, I know, it's like if you're going to use this stuff later on in your life, then you spend the time to invest and learn all about them, but it's like, okay, what's the minimum I can get away with that will get me what we need? So it's like, I don't know, unless I want to do something with this in the future. Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, that's about that.
There is a file in the directory called distro.
I saw that, and I'm just trying to remember if I did create it, because I think I was, because I was trying some stuff a couple weeks ago, so that may be mine.
Doesn't have anything in it.
Oh really?
It
okay.
Has about 3 lines of XML.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I saw it again today. I was just like, was that me? Yeah, I think that was me. I think so. But yeah, that was. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Give you false impressions of what's happening. Something's going on.
I had lots of stuff in there.
Yeah, I know. Tons. All those objects.
They lived there, but I had even more stuff there. I was unzipping all these kind of crazy huge things. And I needed them. They were for this.
Right. How's our quota on that? Actually, do you know how much we have? Yeah, okay. So we probably won't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just much bigger than all of our homework.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. How's everything else going?
No, it was good, really. I liked it. It generated a lot of exceptions in the background.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
it didn't cause any problems. But it just
do we want to keep that? Like, are we keeping that how that happens? It just prints everything out in the shell as well, like as it does everything. It just kind of, I guess that's its default behavior anyway, so it's just kind of doesn't really do anything. So, okay. Oh,
and
right.
Always generates these. I think when you left click or right click or something, I can't remember.
Yeah.
But if it's a real error, then it
Yeah, I didn't discover any of those. I did have a look. Probably looked to see if it didn't break, but it didn't break too. I didn't play that long. It seemed alright, didn't it?
Yeah.
The startup screen is quite good. It looks alright.
Yeah, I was more or less just playing with the things that had to do directly with what I was doing, so I didn't take it for a full test drive yet, but I can do that as well, right after this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's right. The only thing is the startup screen is not too pretty.
A lot of this Java stuff isn't, though. If you change your window manager, it might look a little bit nicer. Oh yeah, okay, right.
Yeah.
Actually, can we run it on Windows? Oh yeah. Okay. Were you using like a GUI builder or just all from code? Okay, and that's. That's nasty.
Mm-hmm. Well, the speech characterization is finished.
Oh, yeah? Wow, okay.
I haven't updated a Word object class yet, because it takes ages on each of these. It's faster for some bizarre reason. If I log in at home and then run the code, it runs it much faster than if I do it up here.
Mm.
But it does. I just can't have to sit in the lab
well,
and wait.
Well, can you connect to your home machine from here and then start it from there? Just, <yeah.
laughs>
I've done stuff like that before. It's insane. It's insane.
It really speeded up.
Yeah.
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 The dialogue acts are all done, and they're quite amusing sometimes. But there's some of the thing actually what I wanted to talk about dialogue acts was there are some that occur all the time that are just, and I don't know how interesting there are. So the first one statement is that it will, I removed it because it was like everything is prefixed by statement. Every single dialogue act starts with statement,
right.
And so everybody's top dialogue act statement.
Right.
So I got rid of that. And then everybody, the next one seems to mostly be back channel. Well, I don't know what that means. You know,
what was it?
Back channel.
That's when they say, yeah.
Is that what that means? Oh, keep that then. And then the other.
Well, it's kind of boring. Yeah, exactly.
Some people don't know. There are some people who don't do that. Actually, yeah, you can see that they don't. And it's the bottom of their list.
They're asleep on
things. Some people have, and acknowledgement is a big one that comes up all the time. Yes, no questions. What else?
So, suggest a few that which would be interesting to learn.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's why I wanted to know whether or not we, because at the moment you can get. There's a method that will just give you the top five for or the top X. You give it and the number.
Mm-hmm.
And you
oh yeah, cool.
For each person, and then each meeting knows about all the different dialogue acts for each person in the meeting. And then mount that occurred, and we'll give you that in top order as well, or we'll give you, or you can just search for each specific dialogue act. But you have to search on in B's and K's rather than real words. So I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what we want to display. That's why.
Okay, right. Or I don't know if we have like a choice, so they can filter those out. The top most common, just say okay, show all or show. You know, only the interesting
like
ones.
Like 25.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
I mean,
well, if we just automatically filter these out.
But it would be difficult if, you know, if in the speaker characterization window we had a heading, top five dialogue acts, and then the little brackets, but they're not actually the top five, but top five minus the most common ones, which are, you know.
Yeah, boring.
I think we should have the global top five. Because each speaker's got a top whatever, and so just say one of the boxes just explains says this is my top five dialogue acts
for the speaker. Yeah.
And then in the meeting you have what you could either have the most commonly occurring ones, or you could have a list of each speaker's top dialogue acts. Either of those. do, but they would start thinking about the space. And you know,
no, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Well, you could have, no, you don't need that. So, because it's a speaker window, the speaker characterization
exactly,
window comes
yeah.
up. So, you've got the global one there, and then here you can just have the top five in this meeting.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the top five in that
meeting,
in global,
yeah,
top
yeah,
five this meeting,
yeah.
and then the
right.
rest is
yeah.
obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just do top five, both local and global, and then have another. But then we want a selection of three or four, maybe, interesting ones.
Okay.
And then...
Often the interesting ones don't occur. Things like joke don't occur very often. Well, they do sometimes, but they're not that common. One guy has top five jokes, one of his jokes in undergrad.
That's right. Okay.
Follow
that.
Actually, yeah. This is good for browsing, though. It's perfect. I mean, that's sort of exactly what you want to do, and look at these things and see
yeah.
you know, who's doing what.
Yeah, so
exactly. It's fun.
Who's the one all interested in this guy?
Right. Yeah. Let's take him to the next joke. Next
I think most things are coded with a dialogue act. A lot of them are coded with Z, which means no label, so I just ignored that.
Yeah.
It's just boring. And statement, which is boring. And also, the other thing that they have is if somebody quotes something, so if I quote a joke to you, they separate that, so they put the dialogue act, and then they put a double, the colon, and they put that, so I just ignored any quotes.
Mm.
In the series.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, it's not a real joke anyways.
Yeah, somebody else's joke. You have to be original about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. So that's sort of implemented now, or is that,
yeah.
or is it close? Wow. Super. Okay. I have to test that. Actually. Yeah. And when I update mine, I'll just recompile the M browsers and then just get that. Yeah. Well, so it'll uses my part as well, my the M search. Actually, do we have like naming convention for our source files? Just prefix them with an M and
yeah, or I was thinking that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's sort of what I was doing. It, like for your stuff, do you have?
No. No.
Okay. All right. It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter at this point. No, I'm just kind of curious and thinking about future stuff maybe. If yeah, that's true too. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't seem to make any difference. I've never ever used dumb packages.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's in the same directory it works, so sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
I have one question that I reckon should have a little icon.
Yeah, you can double click on
it. Well,
no. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's got left. And then they've got an X, which is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. Yeah, same here. All right. Super size meeting browser. Just probably basic, just text, font, and just something nice, something solid, maybe big.
I mean, it's kind of so we can't really put more than one character.
Exactly. I know. Anybody have any artistic talent? No? No?
Okay.
That's possible. Some people are balanced. Some people are. No, I know some balanced people. Maybe I'll check, see if I can find anyone.
Well, if you find anything, then send it to me.
Okay. How do you add that to the to the Java program? Is it just basic little? Okay.
It's really easy. You do it in one of the, whatever the main window is, you set GIF or something, set
oh. So just in the mainframe. Okay. Okay, right. Right, okay. Oh, so it'll do the automatic scrunching down if it's bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Nice. Super.
We have to remember to include that in our evaluation. How could the improve your browsing?
Yeah. They know it's a distinctive experience, I guess. Yeah. Can we get sound on these machines?
No.
Actually, have you ever managed? Oh yeah, you must have. Yeah, got play any sort of music on the dice machines?
No.
Right. Okay.
No, but I think if you put headphones in, it'll just play. Just
oh right, right. On they have them on the front too, I think.
If
yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Right. Right. Yes. Yeah. Need a lot of audio. Okay. Okay. Well, this looks good.
I'm having some troubles with it in the other package. Instead of writing it from scratch,
yeah. And we're going to be trying to get the output from that. And I don't know. Still haven't found out if it's feasible to open up more than one.
Yeah.
Well, as many NOM objects as we can for each meeting to do. Like, we were going to figure that the ranking did make sense, like to be looking through the highest ranked ones first. So if we are going to look through only five of them, just pick the top five to do the search. And since that's probably what we're looking for anyways. So. Yeah. Serious? Maybe I'll try. Okay. Yeah, that'd be a surprise because I'm bad at Java. Yeah, seriously.
It's a Java.
Yeah. Practical Java. Yeah. How do you guys find the documentation for NXT? And
right.
Yeah, okay, good. That's my belief as well. Yeah. Yeah.
It was mainly generated by going to generate java.com.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's still, I guess, research platform.
It's good to know what methods are there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm just curious. No. So, did we have a date for when we actually want the system done?
Today, wasn't it?
I thought we changed it to the 10th or something. Because the thing is, I mean, we can keep working on little things. You know, and just, we should do this, So I don't know. Do we want to set an actual hard deadline for, when exactly were we going to start the evaluation?
Well, that's the problem because
Steve didn't
give us.
Okay. Well, I guess we can still come up with test cases or whatever for the people and just come up with scenarios, that sort of thing. I mean, that's fairly straightforward and could actually be fun. Yeah, exactly. That's true. Just brainstorm, yeah.
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 The thing is, we had the deadline on Friday, but we won't be able to do any evaluation during the weekend.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So I think
it's
Monday.
Yeah. Right. To work on it as well. Yeah. God. No, I've got my DNLG presentation on Monday. Have to read the paper.
Yeah. But Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
I mean, we could. Should we meet up Monday? Or
We'll probably have to talk to Steve at some point as well, I guess. But we'll probably just have a regular Tuesday meeting with him. Like, we could send him an email, but I don't know if he's around even. He's not around this week, is he? Or that's why. I think that's why we didn't have the meeting. Okay. Yeah, that's true. Although, do we really want the answer? So if we don't ask, we push it off. And yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're looking for volunteers. Yeah.
I think if we don't get anything from him, then we should just do our friends, basically.
Yeah, if they have time. It's hard finding people.
Well, they're your friends.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. 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 Actually, some other friends of mine in different programs might be more willing, have more of a break. So that might be an idea. Get a range of types of people as well, like not like highly computer, like not, you know, Linux literate or, yeah. I think that might be good as well. Set a wider range of people. I was thinking like 3 or 4, maybe. Yeah. I thought that would be a good.
Really?
Yeah, I think that. No, that's a lot. No. Yeah, exactly. Like the thing, like did an ETI course a while ago, and it's just that's what they, yeah, there's 3 people. Yeah, and that was fine. Then you can do a massive amount of analysis on 3 people. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. We don't want to. Visible minorities. Yeah. Zero 4. Oh God. But yeah, if he finds them, then that's cool. If he finds the people. Oh, writing up. Okay.
Do we have to have done the evaluation by then?
Yeah.
I thought the evaluation maybe for the report. So and that's due on the 25th. 25th is it? Is it? That's what I understood. I thought it said 20. I thought he said 25th, even though it's Good Friday. I thought. Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah. Easter 2 days. Yeah. No. Well, it wasn't originally either. So yeah. Okay. Okay. So that gives us 2 days to do the evaluation. No evaluation. I was gonna say, and report. I didn't think so necessarily. I wouldn't assume, but we should ask him. Yeah, that's probably, it's a good target. It's a good, yeah.
We should aim to be finished by Monday, this Monday coming. A week, no, yeah, well, basically for Tuesday. Start the evaluation pretty much.
Right.
Yeah, and then get,
Actually, it's fun. No, it's just funny that, you know, have it finished by Monday. Because after Monday, I'm pretty much free for about a week or so. it's like, if we had, you know, a bit more time. Yeah.
Well, I'm not free after this Monday, but
I'm okay. Oh, the next one. Okay. So yeah, I'm free this after this Monday, and it's well, what else? That's easy compared to the other stuff. I mean, I'm not even worried about that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Oh.
Is that in on the 18th?
You didn't know that? How's yours?
Not that at all, yeah.
Thank God. Okay. Maybe that was us then, not him. Oh, actually, I might have this stuff here. Schedule. Yeah, Thursday 24th. Deadline for submission of final report. Oh, well, now you can. Yeah. So 24th. So it, we should. Just to ask whether we need to have the evaluation done for the demonstration, or
that, yep. And
we should have it done anyways. But okay, yeah, sure. Hopefully, but so yeah, is that a part of the demonstration? Did they want that information,
yeah,
the evaluation,
yeah,
as part of? Yeah.
We need to know that anyway to prepare the presentation.
Right. Oh, right.
Did you say anything about, like, what he expects of the final report?
No.
There were a few little things. Just made some comments at the last meeting. Just general, like, how it all integrates, blah, 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 all this kind of stuff. But yeah.
Did he ever say how long it was supposed to be?
No. I'd expect somewhere 10 to 15 pages. Although it's 50% of the mark, I think, is it? I think. Yeah. Exactly. Well, we have a bit of time to do the writing up. So that'll be good.
We have an interim report of 7 pages. And that's, we can.
7 pages?
Yeah. We could probably just expand that. I mean, a lot of it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah. Just to fine tuned or detailed and, yeah.
And then, I mean,
more stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, that could be, yeah. That could easily be like 5 or 6 pages.
I don't think.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
do
you
want
to write him an email then?
Sure. Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, no big rush.
Well, I will.
Although just to get it out of the way, so I'm trying to remember to do that tomorrow.
Well, I will read your snippets of code, or if it's good, I have them by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask. At the moment, your search window, how's it organized?
Just basic, pretty much like the interim. Do you want to, do you have the interim still? Just sort of like Google type thing, and just.
At the beginning, when you haven't searched yet, is it still divided into two, and the bottom half is just,
yeah,
just empty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as these come up, and just pop them in there.
And then if you, I don't know, double click on one.
It doesn't do anything yet. Like that's the other big part. I mean, how to get that communication between the two different kinds of windows. Because the thing is, if we have different things in here, like transcripts versus summaries versus topics, that was why I was sort of deciding to get the three panes in there instead of just the one. Yeah, so there's a couple of those little things as well. Yeah, exactly. It's beautiful. Yeah, M makes more sense. Okay. Is that how it works in the other ones? In like the other windows, like
it
the various, like,
yeah,
if we're in the topic or.
Usually one left, like it's highlights everything. Yeah.
If you have like a particular window that you want me to mimic its behavior, then like just find it in the program and just say, okay, just how this one does it. So if it's like the topic window or the whatever. And I can just sort of trace back and figure out what objects they are and bring them into here. So.
Because the transcription window does cross highlighting in a very awkward way.
Hmm.
Because
Okay. So one left click just highlights. Is that true?
Highlights, yeah, I mean, obviously highlights whatever you've clicked on.
Oh, just the item in.
But also highlights
the transcript or whatever it is. Even if we could just.
You only ever have one meeting open, and those results will be. Well, I suppose if you have a local search, then it could cross highlight.
Yeah, that should be possible.
Because you know, if you get back several different meetings here,
right.
And you've only got one meeting open, then you can't cross highlight anything.
Although, yeah, this is actually different from how we print it up here. Like, if we're doing a global search, then we are going to do it like how we said before and pop up a list of the various meetings that found those terms, and then we'll either, you know, multi-select or, you know, choose the one we want to actually do this. I think multi-select would make the most sense. Well, just if there's like three of the top meetings, like we said before, language, we're looking for the word language and get the highest rated ones to actually look for the terms, so we're not loading it out of all 76 or 75, whatever it is. So the results from that will, you know, narrow down what we're going to use for the local search. Then we'll just do the local search on those ones that are chosen, and if we can, yeah. So it will be a bit different from how that is right now, when we do the global search at least.
In any case,
yeah.
If you left click on a result that is contained in the meeting that is currently open, then it should cross highlight.
Yes.
If
yes.
Not, you can't.
Exactly. So that we search two different.
Just take that away.
Right.
The
yeah.
Box.
That's actually
startup
fairly.
Startup.
Yeah, because in the startup screen you can't have
it. Yeah, local anyways. Yeah. No, that's easy. Sure. Yeah. That's quite straightforward.
Everything else can just stay the same. Right?
Yeah.
And you can just leave everything as it is and just remove the checkbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to be able to do a global search for topics. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, it kind of makes sense. It would be kind of cool.
It's not first priority.
Actually, are we bothering with our topic stuff still? Or is that sort of gone, like our own topic segment? Like, since we can't do the labeling and all the rest, we are still doing our topic segment? Or
well,
you are, I guess. Okay. But we're not going
to
be, we won't be doing a global search on the topics for our topics, since they don't have labels, probably. Label, all the label ones. Yeah, all the label twos. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, no, it would be kind of straightforward. Like, if you're creating XML
well,
files, it is.
Yeah, if I create XML files, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
I did have a look at trying to create XML files. It didn't work without any permission. It's as straightforward as writing an XML file, but it's organizing the segment data that it just looks so complicated to get it from the from a plain text file. Back into organized by who would speak to speak to what and how doing the segment. I think that was the stupidest one they could ever have. Organize it by time, not by speaker. Try better.
Yeah. Probably not. I mean, just get work done. I think that's what I've got to do. Yeah.